Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson.
All right, welcome back. I don't know if you knew this, but October is National Cybersecurity Month. And on our segment today, on the show today, is Chris Martin. He is a solution architect. And what company are you with, Chris?
I am with Matrix Integration, Julie.
Matrix Integrations. What is that?
Well, we are a company that has been around almost 40 years, and we help commercial and public sector organizations understand the complex world of IT infrastructure and information security.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So, you know, we read stories every day about cybersecurity and, you know, things getting hacked. Our credit cards are getting hacked. Our hospital records are getting hacked. You know, are there really smart people out there that are doing this? I mean, they would almost have to be, but why are these hackers after our information?
Well, there are a variety of reasons, and a lot of them are just trying to harvest personal information, and then they in turn sell that to organized criminals who will then use that information to do things such as identity theft. So it's actually a very complex, multi-tiered organization that you're fighting against in cybersecurity.
So on a daily basis, how many people are trying to, I guess it depends, how many people are trying to prevent that from happening? A lot?
Well, there are lots of organizations and government organizations as well as commercial that have what's called security operations centers. So monitoring in real time all the attacks that are happening across the internet. And it is pretty mind-boggling how often you are being attacked. As soon as you plug into the internet, there are thousands and thousands of probes to see if there are any weaknesses.
Are those like the bots, like that they kind of feelers that they send out and try to find a vulnerability?
Yeah, a lot of those are automated. So it could be somebody directly attacking you, but more often it is just an automated scan that is looking for who's out there and who's vulnerable.
Well, why is it important to have a conversation about cybersecurity?
Well, it's important because of how pervasive technology is in our lives now. Mm-hmm. So whether you are an enthusiast of technology or not, you're going to be interacting with technology on a daily basis. That could be online, or that could be digital interfaces out in the world, self-checkout. You're going to be running into technology no matter what. So you should arm yourself so that you can understand how to use it securely and not become a victim.
So let's talk about that then. How do we, I mean, because we do, you're right, I do self-checkout. I'm on my cell phone. I'm on a computer every day. How do we protect ourselves from those hackers?
Well, there's a few things that Matrix Integration urges caution with. So a couple of those are emails and social media.
Okay.
So you may have heard of the concept of phishing with email.
Mm-hmm, with
and
the PH.
Phishing is just casting a wide net to try to catch who's out there. And so those are going to be emails that look like they may be legitimate from a company or from an individual you even know who may have been compromised or hacked. And you just need to be skeptical when you see an email. Does it look right? Does it seem like something that that person or organization would ask you for? So you're not going to get an email that asks you to put in your password. You're not going to get an email that asks you to put in your social security number. Those are just not things you're going to see. So if you do see a request from an organization, you want to go to their website directly. You don't ever want to click on an email. So you want to stop and think, does this seem legitimate, and be willing to say no and further verify. So pick up the phone and call somebody.
Don't you think baby boomers are sort of susceptible to this? I think the older population, because they haven't grown up with technology, are more susceptible to some of these little tricks.
Yeah, part of it's a matter of trust. So if you're a good intentioned person, you may not be looking for, you know, a con man. But you just have to stop and ask yourself, is this legitimate? Because, you know, the people that would have been knocking on doors years ago trying to con people are now have the internet at their fingers, and it's a lot easier for them.
It's a good point. So what are some of the most recent ways that we're being duped? You mentioned phishing.
Yes, so social media is another important one. So you want to be careful about your privacy settings. You don't want to have personal information that is publicly available on the internet. So say social media such as Facebook, for instance, there are private pictures and public pictures. You want to make sure everything is set to private. And then also be careful about who you accept invitations from to become your friend. because there's a lot of information that you could give away about your whereabouts, about your personal information that could be used for security questions. And you just want to make sure you're not giving that information to people that you don't intend to give it to.
That's really interesting because, like, we in the media, like, I'll have, like, a personal page on Facebook, and then we have a fan page on Facebook. And the fan page, you kind of let anybody, you know, in
sure.
on or like. So, but, you know.
And anytime you're telling people, yeah, you know, I'm on vacation, you know, you're opening yourself up.
That's a real obvious
knock on your door.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. That's a real obvious one. And people, I mean, it amazes me. I very conscientiously don't post things until I'm back home. You know,
sure.
And Mary Pat's nodding her head. You do the same thing,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah. But I would say the majority of people I know will post while they're, oh, look, I'm on a cruise and I ate this. And
right.
So bad idea.
Putting that to your private group, that may be okay, but that's where you don't want that information in the public.
Okay. Private. So privacy settings. For those who don't know how to find the privacy settings on social media, is it pretty easy to, you know, dig around and do that, say, on a Facebook, an Instagram, Twitter?
Sure. Yeah, you'll just go to your account settings, and there should be a section for privacy,
okay.
And you'll just want to disable anything that would be publicly accessible. And you also want to check back from time to time because they may change their policies or change those settings automatically when they make system changes. So you want to verify that from time to time.
So let's talk about this Facebook, Russia, blah, 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 all this stuff that's been happening that we're all aware of mm-hmm. now. Did it happen? Did it not happen? I feel like it did. And how did they get away with that?
Well, there's lots of propaganda out there in the media, whether it's social media or regular media. So I'm not a political expert to give any opinion on that, but
right.
I can say that definitely people are able to leverage the ease of technology to get their message out there. And you just need to have a skeptical mind, and everything you see on the internet isn't necessarily true.
Oh, my gosh. But people think it is. How do you just whop them upside the head and say, no, no, no? You just, some people's minds you just can't change.
Well, the other thing is, was Facebook really looking? I mean, it seems to me now that Facebook has taken a different stance, and maybe they're trying to be a little more protective than maybe they were before. I mean, I don't think they were intentionally doing it, but. What's your thought
on
that?
Yeah, some of it has to do with how they allow different advertisers, so how they vet their advertisers. So I think they are being more cautious about allowing just anyone to publish political ads, for instance.
But, yes, advertise, we want your money. So they just vet it a little better, you think? You think all social media is doing that, vetting things a little better?
That's what I'm hearing, yes.
Mm-hmm. So on a day-to-day basis, Matrix Integrations Solutions Analyst, is, you know, you're a solution architect. What is your day like? Are you on a computer all day? Are you trying to educate the public? I mean, this is obviously educating our public.
Sure. Well, I typically work with businesses, but it's also important to educate the general public because that's the first line of defense. So Matrix Integration feels very strongly about community outreach.
Okay.
And making sure that the users know how to use the systems appropriately. Another good example would be password management.
Ah, so let's talk about it.
It's important to have long and reasonably complex passwords, but you need something you can remember.
Right, but so wait a minute, that's hard. It's hard to have a really long, complex password that's easy to
sure.
remember. Come on.
Well, that's where a concept called a passphrase comes into play.
Huh.
So you can have basically a sentence. So an example that I have cited in some presentations has been, I love my Dalmatian dog. So very long password.
Oh.
If that's important to you, that's pretty easy to remember.
Oh, that's brilliant.
But it doesn't fulfill the different characters. Like you got to have a number sometime or
character. Correct. Yeah. So that's called complexity. And that's actually something that's sort of changing the industry. The recommendations are become more about length than complexity.
Oh.
So, yes, you would still want to do upper and lowercase, and numbers typically meet the complexity standards. But you may see that changing to more sites wanting longer passwords, but not necessarily complex. A tool you can use, though, to overcome that is a password manager application. You can have a repository of applications of passwords in that application. And those will automatically be entered in websites when you log into them.
Wait a minute.
So you want?
Are they safe?
Sure.
It's safe to do that?
Yeah, so this will be something you manage yourself. It will be an application on your device.
Okay.
And you want to have a very complex password for that application. And you can also use a technology called multi-factor authentication. So that sounds very complex.
It does.
But people are using it every day. So multi-factor just means something you have and something you know. So the most obvious concept would be your credit card. So you have your chip and PIN technology. So you have your debit card, which has a chip which identifies you, and then you have a PIN, which is a second form of identification that not only is it your card, that you know the password to that card. So you can use something similar with your passwords online. You may see options to have a text sent to your smartphone so that that is a second form of password mm-hmm. in addition to the password that you know.
I like that.
So, yeah, so when you're using that password manager, that's definitely one where you want to enable that second form of password. And something else that gives you is the ability to not recycle your passwords. It's important to not reuse the same password on multiple sites, particularly not on important things like your financial information. You don't want to use that same password to log into just some random website because that site may be compromised.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Is that the same as, I know I like pay my bills online and I'll go to the gas company and it already has my password and username in there. Is that the same thing? Is what you're talking about, you know what I mean?
Is that password management?
Yeah, because I think if I clean my cache, then it's gone, right?
Yeah, that's a slightly different version. So that is just saving your passwords. Typically, that is part of the web browser.
Okay.
So it stores your passwords for you. But you can also use a program that centrally stores all those passwords, and it will also help you generate long passwords. So you can generate a random 20-character password, and it'll be stored in that application, and then the only thing you need to know is the password to that password manager application.
Have you found that more and more credit card companies are going to the chips and the pins? They don't have to, do they?
That is slowly becoming mandatory.
Okay.
The U.S. has allowed that to be more industry-based, so there aren't a lot of regulations saying that they have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That has been led by the industry. But you'll find in foreign countries they've been using chip and pin for years, but
pretty
much starting to become mainstream here.
Why are they so far ahead of us in certain ways?
I think a lot of that is because it's mandated by law as opposed to being industry-led.
That would
do it. Industry regulations can be good and bad, of course, but when it comes to security, that may be one where we want the government to set some standards.
We're talking to Chris Martin. He is a solution architect with Matrix Integrations. And how important is it, do you think, to use the same device each time? You know, Mary Pat talked about paying her bills, because I've noticed that if I'm on a different device, like I use a different computer when I come here to the radio station to do the show, and it will often ask, you know, it will pop up an alert, which that's part of another layer of protection, right?
So like an antivirus alert or
I guess
a security alert?
Well, more like it says, you know, it'll send my phone a message that says, hey, there's a new device trying to.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like a warning.
Yeah.
Right. That would be actually a form of multi-factor authentication. So it's
Got
asking
it.
You to verify your account because you're coming from a new device,
mm-hmm.
looking for a second kind of verification. So that may be an email to you or a text to you.
Yeah, and they ask the questions like your mom's maiden name and some of those things.
Sure.
High school mascot. All
I think it's great. I mean, I feel secure when they do that.
Yeah. So,
but with the multiple devices, you just want to be careful that it's a device you trust. So if you're using a public kiosk, you want to be careful where you're going.
Oh, I know. It amazes me, you know, in airports or shopping malls or whatever, people that they don't think about. Well, you know, it pops up. So you got your phone, you got it out. Pops up, you know, which Wi-Fi do you want to use? Well, I don't want to use any of these Wi-Fis. You know, some places, you know, I trust like Panera Bread and Starbucks, but you don't want to just click on anybody's Wi-Fi, do you, Chris?
You do
not. Could be a fisher.
I hate to tell people not to use it, but you definitely want to be cautious. So if it's a known organization, if you're going into a restaurant and they have a sign posted that said, this is our wireless network, you can trust that to a degree, but you don't want to go into an airport and connect to any random network that you see, hoping that'll give you internet. And even if it is a trusted network, you know, if you're logging in to watch a movie while you're sitting at the airport, that's one thing. But
right.
you might not want to do your financial transactions
yeah.
on
yeah.
a Wi-Fi that you don't know.
Yeah, you don't want to go to your bank account and check your balance or put in your passwords, that kind of thing. Common sense.
Right.
Don't you think people just need to use a lot of common sense to keep themselves
Absolutely.
Secure online? Yeah. Well, it's amazing because 10 years ago, did they even have cybersecurity type jobs? I remember when the CSI that does the cyber crimes came out. It's like, oh, yeah, we have to think about that now, don't we? Do you watch that show?
I have not seen that one, but information security has been around for as long as computers have been around.
Oh.
It's just a matter of it's become more important over the years because there's been a higher level of incidents
mm-hmm.
so that you know it may have been very secure organizations like financial institutions or governments
mm-hmm.
that leveraged these technologies in the past, and now you're seeing it in the mainstream where everybody has firewalls, everybody has antivirus software that they may not have had 30 years ago, but information security definitely existed then.
So your company, Matrix Integration Solutions, is that something that the public or a company could go to and just say, hey, would you check out our computers and how they're hooked up and make sure we're safe? And is that what you guys do or not?
Yes, if you go to matrixintegration.com, you can see a list of our services. And
okay.
one of the things we do is work with commercial and public sector organizations to do assessments to understand where they are as far as maturity with their information security, their cybersecurity, and help them formulate a plan to become more secure. And that may not be an overnight event. That may be a 1 to 3 year plan to get better and better as you go along.
Interesting. Okay. And how long have you been doing this?
I've been in IT over 20 years and information security, probably 15 of that.
Have you been accused of being a geek?
From time to time.
From time to time. Well, it sounds like some good information about services, assessments, just even simple passwords for our listeners today. So we appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
What else did we not cover? Is there something we didn't cover that you want to share with us? Maybe some of the latest things to watch for beyond common sense. You know what happened to me one time? I was in visiting my parents and I took my computer and up popped this thing and it said, Microsoft has detected something. I'm sure you've seen this. You need to call this number right now or click right here right now. And I knew better.
Right.
And I've talked to people that clicked it and it completely virused their computers. I mean, there's stuff like that out there all the time, isn't there, Chris?
Yeah, you want to go to known websites. You don't, the internet's a big place, right? So you
yes.
want to be careful where you're clicking, where you're going. And if you see something that seems odd, then avoid it. But
yeah.
what I would leave you with is it's easy to have a false insecurity that, why would anybody target me? But mm-hmm. it's more complex than that. These digital
yeah.
criminals,
right.
they're casting a wide net. They're
mm-hmm.
looking for the low-hanging fruit
mm-hmm.
and to harvest that personal information.
Mm-hmm.
And they may not use it today, but arming yourself to be watching out for these types of things can prevent you from becoming a victim.
Can I ask you one more thing? One of my sons tells me to never update anything on my computer because that opens it up to vulnerabilities. Is that true or false?
Well, you definitely want to run updates, particularly on the operating system. So
okay.
Windows, for instance.
Yeah.
Particularly security updates. So people are always trying to find new ways to break into systems, and the manufacturers will come out with security updates. So you may or may not want to apply new feature updates, but security updates are something you definitely always want to accept.
So I understand the difference in those. All right. Well, cool. Chris Martin, he is a solutions architect with Matrix Integration Solutions, and we appreciate your time today. And it's National Cybersecurity Month here in October. So beware, be careful, right? And have a nice long password that you remember. That's my takeaway.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Chris, so much. Have a great afternoon. We appreciate you being on the show today. And this is Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson continues right after the break.
Owning a home can be a lot of work. When life changes and your home becomes a burden, Westport Homes has the solution. Their Lifestyle Collection offers low-maintenance homes and flexible floor plans designed for your chapter in life. Open layouts, large closets, sunrooms, dining rooms, and bonus rooms are available in many floor plans. Looking for a new home now? Check out Westport's Move-In Ready Homes. Visit westport-home.com for more details on community locations. Westport Homes Lifestyle Collection. Less work, more fun.
With over 70 years of combined legal experience, Altman, Poindexter, and Wyatt attorneys serve clients throughout Central Indiana with wills, trust, and estates. More information is available at apwlawyer.com.
This is Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
Always something interesting, right, guys? Always something interesting.
Gotta you know. Keep it interesting.
And I guess I didn't think about the fact that the jobs in cybersecurity have been around since computers started. I was just thinking, nothing ever bad happened until about 10 years ago. Not true. So very interesting with Chris Martin.
Yeah, it just amazes me. If people would spend time doing good things and as much time as those bad guys spend trying to figure out how to take people's
it's
money.
Irritating.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's annoying. You know, have you ever known anybody to get their identity stolen?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I know a gal that I worked with, and somebody hacked and did their taxes, took their information,
really?
And filed their taxes. It took them forever to get their tax
like
money.
A federal offense.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is.
Major.
I don't
super
think they
duper
found
one.
The person, but it's like they had to go and prove it was them, and it was just a nightmare.
Yeah. My friend had the same. It wasn't the tax thing, but it was still a nightmare. I mean, it was.
Yeah.
She was so upset. I mean, it's just a terrible situation.
And I don't think they ever really knew how it happened. So you just have to be careful. It could have been a breach of those medical records. I mean, there's breaches. You read about them all the time.
It could be anybody. I mean, it can happen to anybody.
So. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have big news. Big news to share. Big news.
You going to unveil it?
I think we need to do it. And you're the CEO, so I think you should do it, Mary Pat. Tell everybody about the big change coming to Boomer TV.
Yes, ma'am. We have been doing Tuesday nights at 7:30 p.m. Now we will be on tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., Sundays at 9 a.m. on WFYI1.
Okay, so great way to start your Sunday morning.
Yes, exactly.
With Boomer TV and all new episodes.
I'm worried about you and Paul getting up that early, but I think it'll be okay.
Sweetheart, do you know how many years Paul and I have got up at 2 in the morning?
I know, but you're old now.
Oh, my. Yeah. I resemble that remark, as they say. We can do it. We can do it. We're going to rally. So I got to do a really excellent story. I haven't seen the finished product, but I got to go meet generations and generations of Colts cheerleaders. And that's going to be on the first episode tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. They did a big reunion, the 35th reunion. And it was so cool. All
it
walks of life.
Really, it was really cool.
The Sisters of the Horseshoe. Very cool. You'll want to tune in for that.
Mm-hmm.
Wright Brothers?
Yep. Jill Dittmeyer sits down with the Wright Brothers and kind of bringing you up to speed with what they're doing around Indianapolis. Actually, all over the state. I mean, they're all over the place. So, yep.
Yeah, they've still got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Cooking. There's a cooking segment because we love cooking segments. Who
oh,
doesn't?
We do. Well, you know, Paul. We know what Paul would say.
Paul Poteet's got to eat.
There you go.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. We have a new lady that is doing some cooking segments for her. Her name is Heather McWilliam.
Mm-hmm.
She is on the Fox network all the time. Doing cooking.
As in Fox 59, or local.
Fox 59, yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. And anyway, she does some great cooking stuff.
Do you
stuff.
Remember what she does this week? No.
This one is the egg cups. And she, you know, she made them. And Jason, our photographer, producer, was very excited because he got to take home a lot of food.
Take home a lot of food. Everybody associated with Boomer
loves food.
Taking home a lot of food. Let's just face it. We enjoy it. So
exactly.
Thanks for listening to Boomer Radio. You've got lots to look forward to with our whole enterprise. The magazine is still on the store shelves with John Stair on it. And we thank you once again for listening to the show, watching the show, and picking up the magazine, right?
You betcha.
Okay. And this is Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
It's time for Life in a Nutshell with Dick Wolfsey.
Hey, there's that grumpy old man. Said a lady at the grocery store the other day. Are you talking to me? I snapped back, kind of mafia style, which I think ruined any kind of denial I was planning to offer. I read your column every week, she told me. You are always grouchy about something, just like my husband. I mean, what good does it do to complain? Am I really that cantankerous, I asked myself. I went back over my weekly radio segments since 2006 to see if I could find any evidence of her claim. I only found 324 examples. However, that's over 6 or 8 years, so I think that puts me in the easygoing kind of guy category. Here are some of the things I've complained about over the years. Sadly, despite my whining, nothing is going to change. Cereal boxes. Now, I can go to the dollar store and buy 50 Ziploc bags for a lousy buck, but the skinflints at Post and General Mills can't find a lousy 2 cents to put their Cheerios and Wheaties into a zippable plastic pouch inside their cardboard boxes. I know that there are many people out there who think the current packaging is just fine, and that's not even counting 100 billion tiny black ants. Phone extensions. I call people in their office at a small company, and their phone extension is 78456. Seriously? How about 6? 6 would be a good extension. And by the way, I live on a street with 4 houses, but my street number is 8210. And while I'm in a grumpy mood about numbers, I don't like having to put the area code in to call my neighbor across the street. None of the numbers stored in my cell phone include the area code, so I have to copy the number down to remember it so I can dial again, and this is really hard when I'm driving and drinking coffee. Now my blood pressure is going up, and it's not the coffee. Iced tea. I want every waiter in Indiana to know that the next time I order an iced tea, I do not want it served with a thin slice of lemon desperately clinging to the rim of the glass. You cannot squeeze a slice of lemon. You need a wedge of lemon, not a slice, a wedge. Now, here are a few things I don't want people to say to me when I'm out. Would you like a bag for that, sir? Clerks ask me that all the time. That's fine when you have, several small items. But the other day I bought a package of M&Ms. Would you like a bag for that, sir? No, they are already in a little bag. I'm yelling again, aren't I? Here's another one I hate. Have you dined with us before? Why do waiters ask that question? How could that possibly make a difference? No, we've never been here before. I see food items listed on a big piece of paper with prices next to each one. Now what do we do? Here's another one. Clerks say to me, will that be all? Oh, thank you for asking. Oh, yeah, I forgot the snowblower I came in for. Have you any plans this weekend? Cashiers always ask me this on Thursdays and Fridays. I also don't want them to ask me if I had a nice weekend on a Monday or a Tuesday. That's why I only shop on Wednesdays. So, do you still think I'm grumpy? Hey, who asked you anyway?
Life in a Nutshell is presented by Dick Wolsey. He can be seen weekends on Wish TV and is an author and humorist with columns in 40 newspapers in central Indiana and around the country. Email Dick at wolsey@AOL.com or visit him on Facebook.
Unique Home Solutions, serving more than 30,000 homeowners since 1983. Providing home remodeling services from minor updates to complete renovations with a mission to improve appearance and efficiency. More at uniquehomesolutions.org.
Indie Boomer for the next chapter of your life. Be sure you follow Indie Boomer on Twitter and Instagram. You can like Indie Boomer on Facebook. You can search for us, Indie Boomer TV, Radio Mag. You can see Boomer TV on WFYI every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Go to IndieBoomer.com, sign up for the newsletter, hear a podcast, or see your favorite story. Indie Boomer, for the next chapter of your life.